The Caleb Jones Blog, Recipe, Black Dragon's Kick-Ass Country Breakfast. Written and read by me, Caleb Jones. Dude, I haven't posted a recipe in many years. Recently, three different guys mentioned my Black Dragon's Kick-Ass Chili recipe, which you can find at the Caleb Jones Blog, which reminded me that I had many other awesome but healthy recipes that you guys will really like. Today, I'll give you my all-time favorite breakfast recipe. I have eaten this stuff for years and have spent years perfecting it. Every time I make it for someone else, they beg for more. It's God mode food. It's spicy, which is awesome. It merges all the best flavors of breakfast, at least in my opinion. There are two versions of it. A standard yummy but bad for you version and a much more healthy ketogenic version. They're both great, so I'll present them both here. Black Dragon's Kick-Ass Country Breakfast. Bad for you but awesome version. Ingredients: 1/2 pound pork sausage, removed from casings. 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, plus more as needed. 1 cup of chopped yellow onion. 1/2 cup of chopped green or red bell peppers. Your choice. I like red peppers more. 1.5 teaspoons of your favorite Cajun seasoning. 1/2 teaspoon of your favorite hot sauce. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 2 teaspoons minced garlic. 1 large potato, peeled and cubed. So that means you chop it up into cubes, for those of you who don't know. 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley. 1 cup of organic chicken stock. That means chicken broth, if you didn't know that. 5 large eggs. 1 cup of shredded sharp or medium, your preference, cheddar cheese. And optional, toast or tortillas. Okay, directions. Heat an electric skillet or large frying pan over medium-high heat. Only use a skillet slash pan that has a cover because you'll need it. Add the sausage and cook, stirring to crumble until brown for about 3 minutes. Then add the butter. When it's fully melted, you add the onions, the peppers, and 1 teaspoon of the Cajun seasoning, plus the hot sauce, salt, and pepper. Cook all that, stir all that until soft, which should take about 4 minutes. Add the garlic and cook for just 30 seconds. Then add the potatoes and add any additional butter to prevent any sticking if needed. Cook that, stir that until likely brown, which takes about 4 minutes. Add the parsley and the chicken stock, stir very well, and bring to a boil. As soon as it starts boiling, reduce the heat to very low and simmer until the potatoes are soft and the stock is absorbed. This will take about 10 to 13 minutes. Warning: this will make your kitchen smell like a greasy restaurant, which is awesome. After about 10 to 13 minutes, use a spoon and make 5 indentations in the mixture, 1 at each point of the compass and 1 in the middle. Then crack an egg into each. Cover and cook until the eggs are set, but just a little runny, about 4 minutes. Sprinkle the eggs with the remaining 1/2 teaspoon of the Cajun seasoning, then cover the entire thing with the cheese. Recover the skillet just for about 60 seconds, just enough to melt the cheese. Then remove from heat and serve. You can eat it with a fork or a spoon, or place it inside tortillas and make breakfast burritos, or serve it on toast. It's amazing regardless. I usually just eat it with a spoon. Now, if you're more health conscious, here's a much healthier version. Black Dragon's Kick-Ass Country Breakfast, Lower Cal Keto Version. This is the version I usually make. It's far less greasy, has far less calories, and has almost 0 net carbs. It's still really, really good, though. Take the above recipe and make the following changes. 1. Omit the potato. 2. Substitute the sausage with ground turkey breast meat. Make sure not to get ground turkey, but ground turkey breast. There's a difference. Ground turkey breast has less calories. It also tastes better, in my opinion. 3. Substitute the chicken stock with organic vegetable stock. 4. Use 4 eggs instead of 5. 5. Use 1/2 cup of cheese instead of a full cup. And 6. Don't use any bread or tortillas. Just eat it with a fork or a spoon. The directions are exactly the same as above, except you just skip the part with the potato. Once you eat this stuff, either version, you will be amazed at how well it tastes. If you fall in love with it like I did, feel free to experiment with different ingredients to optimize it to your tastes.